Presbyterian Church of Ghana says the approval given to an amendment that recognizes gay marriages by the U.S. Presbyterian Church will not in any way affect its stand on gay marriages. This is so because Presbyterian churches all over the world have their own independence and cannot be forced to accept or reject any policies. The clerk of the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Dr. Samuel Ayete Nyampong, in an interview with Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, said the Presbyterian Church of Ghana cannot be forced to accept gay marriages. The U.S. Presbyterian Church, yesterday in an amendment of the church's constitution, changed the definition of marriage between only man and a woman to between two people.
The Presbyterian Church of Ghana is a southern church. We do not have any relationship with the Presbyterian Church USA. And even within the USA, there are different Presbyterian denominations. In church polity, we have the Episcopal polity, the Congregational polity, and then the Presbyterian or Reform polity. We subscribe to the Presbyterian Reform polity. But we are not in one general communion whereby all of us meet, like the Anglicans do meeting in London, Lambeth. But each Presbyterian denomination is sovereign. So if Presbyterian Church USA takes a decision concerning a same-sex marriage, it recognizes the ordination of homosexual ministers, it has nothing to do. It has no bearing on the workings or the constitution or the doctrinal stand of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. We are a different denomination altogether.
Even though it has no bearing on Presbyterians in Ghana, what does it mean to Presbyterians in general across the globe?
And again, Presbyterians in general don't subscribe to the same doctrine or don't have the same communion meeting together. So it is difficult to find out how it affects. But once a Presbyterian denomination has taken this decision, the danger is that people will generalize that, oh, all Presbyterian churches have accepted same-sex marriage or the ordination of homosexual pastors. That is the danger. And I'm sure that is why you are calling to find out. Is it affecting the Presbyterian Church of Ghana? Are we in this crucial meeting to discuss this issue? Not at all. The Presbyterian Church USA is different. We are a sovereign church. We subscribe to our own constitution. We have our own discipline that we follow.